The first reading tonight, St. Paul talks about the fact that he has lost everything, but he considers it all nothing. He uses a much stronger word than that, to say the least, but anyway, considers it all rubbish because of the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that's going to be important, and that's exactly what he recognized. In the end, that's what's important. So everything that we put our focus on is all going to need to be refocused at some point. And it's not that those things are necessarily bad. Some of them are very good. Some of them are part of the duties of our state in life. And so there are things that we have to focus on. But we have to refocus it in the sense of saying, why am I doing it? Again, we can perform the duties of our state in life just because they're the duties of our state in life. It's what I have to do. As we continue to do those, eventually we even come to be okay with them. We're at peace with them. Doesn't bother us to do them. In fact, we even maybe like them. Still not for the right reason. We want to do them out of love for God and neighbor. For the people around us, if it's the duty of your state in life, it's to serve the people. But ultimately, everything needs to be done for love of God. That's exactly what St. Paul is looking at. You look at that last line of the first reading, and it's rather astounding because St. Paul prays that he will be able to lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ laid hold of him. Now apply that to yourself. The Lord has laid hold of you. For what? Why? Certainly because he loves you, but because he wants you to go to heaven, because he wants you to be a saint. And so if we can look at it and say, all right, I need to lay hold of what our Lord laid hold of me for. Heaven, to be a saint, to know Jesus Christ, to have the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, for which St. Paul recognized everything else as worthless garbage. I said earlier, the word that he uses there we could not actually use from the pulpit, and so they don't even translate it really correctly in when they translate it into English. So he's using a very strong word to be able to talk about everything else in his life, everything that he thought was important, everything he had worked for, everything he put his heart into. It was all worthless garbage compared to the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. So then we look at ourselves and we can ask that question. Can I say that of myself? Is that what's most important to me? Again, as our Lord said in the gospel, where your treasure is, there is where your heart will be. For St. Paul, it was the Lord. You see the same thing with St. Peter Alcantara, whom we celebrate today. He was alive at the same time as St. Teresa of Avila. She had the great grace of being able to meet him and was so impressed by him that she even wrote about him in her writings because of his penance. He went around in worn-out old clothes that didn't protect him from the cold. He hardly ate anything. He was extremely penitential. But his whole life was about prayer. It was all about serving God. Now, most of us aren't called to necessarily be a hermit or a monk, so that's not necessarily the way we're supposed to live. But we can certainly see the spirit of it. So we see it in St. Paul, we see it in St. Peter of Alcantara, we see it in the other saints. Their life is about the Lord and what is most important to them is the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. No matter what your state in life, no matter how high or low, no matter how wealthy or poor, no matter how healthy or unhealthy, none of that matters. It's all secondary to the knowledge and the love of Jesus Christ. No matter what the circumstances in our life, every last one of us has the capacity to know and to love and to serve the Lord. And that's what we're being asked to do. So it's a great opportunity then for us to look at it. What is the treasure? Where is my heart? Am I truly laying hold of what our Lord has laid hold of me for? Am I willing to give up everything or recognize at least that all these other things are really as nothing compared to the surpassing knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ?